Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Tuesday night, when the Cleveland Cavaliers host the Boston Celtics in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The defending champion Cavaliers lead the best-of-seven series 2-1. After winning the first two games by big margins in Boston, the Cavs were surprised by the Celtics Sunday night on their home court in Cleveland. The Celtics rallied from a 21-point third-quarter deficit and beat the Cavs 111-108 on a last-second three-point shot by guard Avery Bradley. Cleveland superstar LeBron James had one of the worst playoff games of his career, finishing with 11 points and 6 turnovers. I expect we'll see a better performance from LeBron in Game 4. In playoff action Monday night, the Golden State Warriors defeated the host San Antonio Spurs 129-115 to complete a 4-game sweep and advance to the NBA Finals for a third consecutive year. It was an emotional night for the fans in San Antonio, Texas, who might have witnessed the final NBA game for veteran Spurs guard Manu Ginobili. Before tip-off, the 39-year-old Argentine star received a standing ovation from the fans when he was introduced as a starter. It was a move to honor Manu by San Antonio's head coach Greg Popovich, who usually brings Ginobili off the bench as a reserve. Manu played 32 minutes against the Warriors, scoring 15 points and passing the ball for 7 assists. This was Ginobili's 15th season with the Spurs, who signed him to a 1-year, $14 million contract. At the post-game news conference, a reporter asked Manu, "Do you have enough left in your tank to play more basketball?"
For moments, I felt like I didn't. You know, the Memphis series, this series I played better. I felt more energetic, more needed, more useful to the team. So I ended up feeling better than the way it started. But I do feel like I can still play. But that's not what, you know, what's going to make me retire or not. It's about how I feel if I want to go through all that again. And I just said it in Spanish, but it felt like wanted me to retire. Like they were giving me a sort of a celebration night. And of course, I'm getting closer and closer. That's no secret for sure. It's getting harder and harder. But I always said that I wanted to let it sink in for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. And then I'll sit with my wife and see how it feels. Whatever I decide to do, I'll be a happy camper. I have to choose between two wonderful and truly wonderful options. One is to keep playing in this league at this age, enjoying every day and playing the sport I still love. The other one, stay at home, be a dad, travel more, enjoy my whole family, have a wonderful family and spend time with them. Whatever it is, it's two unbelievable options. So there's no way I can be sad, because whatever I decide is, you know, it's going to be great.
That's happy camper Manu Ginobili, who says he plans to wait about 3 or 4 weeks before deciding whether to retire. Manu Ginobili has been described as one of the most dynamic and creative players in NBA history. Manu has won 4 NBA titles with the Spurs, and he's also one of only 2 players, the retired Bill Bradley is the other, to win a EuroLeague title, a NBA championship, and an Olympic gold medal. Spurs coach Greg Popovich says he won't pressure Manu to stay with the club.
Well, you know, Manu, he's a grown man, and he'll figure out what is best for him and his family. You know, we started him tonight out of respect. That was the whole reason for starting him. Before the game, you think, you know, it may or may not be his last game that he ever plays in, and I did not want to miss the opportunity to honor him in front of our home fans for his selflessness over the years. This is a Hall of Fame player who allowed me to bring him off the bench for, I can't even remember now, the last decade or something, because it would make us a better team overall. So obviously he's a big reason for our success. And he deserved to have that night of respect so that he really feels that we appreciate everything he's done over the years. If he decides he's going to play again, that's, you know, up to him. But I won't try to convince him one way or the other. I don't think he needs that.
That's Greg Popovich, head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, commenting on his veteran star, Manu Ginobili. Meanwhile, the NBA recently announced the finalists for 6 major awards, which will be handed out on June 26th. Let's run down the names. There are 3 finalists in each category. The big award is NBA Most Valuable Player. Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder, James Harden of the Houston Rockets, and Kawhi Leonard of the San Antonio Spurs will vie for the honor. I think the favorite is Westbrook, who became the first player since Oscar Robertson way back in 1962. To average a triple-double for the season. Westbrook led the NBA in scoring at 31.6 points per game. He also averaged 10.7 rebounds and 10.4 assists per game. For NBA Rookie of the Year, the 3 finalists are Malcolm Brogdon of the Milwaukee Bucks, Cameroonian center Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, and another player for Philadelphia, Croatian big man Dario Saric. The NBA Sixth Man Award is given to the league's top reserve player, and the 3 finalists here are Eric Gordon of the Houston Rockets, Andre Iguodala of the Golden State Warriors, and Lou Williams of the Houston Rockets. The 3 finalists for NBA Defensive Player of the Year are French center Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz, Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors, and Kawhi Leonard of the San Antonio Spurs. Kawhi, as I mentioned earlier, also a candidate for Most Valuable Player. Rudy Gobert is also a finalist for the NBA Most Improved Player Award, along with the Greek-Nigerian big man Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks, and Serbian big man Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. Finally, the 3 finalists for NBA Coach of the Year are Greg Popovich of the Spurs, who we heard from earlier in the show, Mike D'Antoni of the Houston Rockets, and Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat.
They're playing back.
Hi, my name is Florence Mwale and I work as a reporter at Capital FM here in Malawi. With the world now a global village, the VOA's place cannot be overemphasized since most of the issues it airs are pertinent to the advancement of least developed countries such as Malawi. All of us here at Cable Radio Malawi are thrilled to be associated with the VOA as a partner station. Some of VOA's programs on our schedule include Straight Talk Africa and Daybreak Africa. As Capital Radio Malawi, we are excited to be associated with the VOA. And now as the VOA celebrates its 75th anniversary, we look forward to more live radio interactions and strengthened relations. Happy 75th anniversary, Voice of America, from Capital Radio Malawi.
Thanks, Florence, and thanks to our friends at Capital Radio Malawi for that nice VOA anniversary message. In action Tuesday at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup football tournament, Venezuela and host South Korea both clinched berths in the knockout round of 16 with victories. Venezuela vanquished the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu 7-0 in the most lopsided match of the tournament so far, and South Korea defeated Argentina 2-1. The South Koreans and the Venezuelans each have the maximum 6 points from 2 matches. The proud football nation of Argentina, meanwhile. I know Manu Ginobili is rooting for Argentina. Well, he doesn't have much to root right now because Argentina sitting at the bottom of Group A with no points from 2 matches. Quite an embarrassment for the country with 6 world titles at the under-20 level, the best pedigree of any team. In Tuesday's other results, England and Guinea played to a 1-1 draw, and Mexico and Germany played to a scoreless draw. England now has 4 points in Group A, while Guinea picked up its first point. In Group B, Venezuela through to the knockout stage with 6 points. Mexico has 4 points. Germany has 1 point. And Vanuatu, I had to look that up on my global map in the South Pacific. Vanuatu, could you find it on your map? Vanuatu, no points in South Korea. On Wednesday, the FIFA Under-20 World Cup spotlight will shine on Group C and D. In Group C, Zambia will play Iran, and that will be followed by a match between Costa Rica and two-time under-20 world champion Portugal. The Zambians and the Iranians top this group with 3 points each after victories in their opening matches. Zambia beat Portugal 2-1, while Iran edged Costa Rica 1-0. In Group D Wednesday, South Africa will face Italy and Uruguay will play Japan. Japan and Uruguay have 3 points each after wins in their opening matches. Japan tops South Africa 2-1, while Uruguay beat Italy 1-0. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, an in-depth look at the significance of Africa Day. Africa Day commemorates the creation of the Organization of African Unity on May 25, 1963. The historical and cultural meaning of Africa Day.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here.
Voice of America.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA News Feeds. VOAnews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And I encourage our Voice of America listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog. The address is blogs.voanews.com/sunny. Once again, that address, blogs.voanews.com/sunny. My latest blog post is titled, "The Fighting Russell Brothers Make Dad Proud." Gary Russell Sr. had three of his sons fight on Saturday night at the new MGM National Harbor facility just south of Washington, D.C. Promoters of the fight night, which was televised on the Showtime cable network here in the USA, say it's the first time three brothers appeared on the same fight card. In the main event, WBC featherweight champion Gary Russell Jr. successfully defended his title with a seventh round TKO victory against Colombian boxer Oscar Escandon. Gary's younger brothers, also named Gary, also won their prize fights. Gary Antoine Russell, who fought in the junior welterweight class at the 2016 Rio Olympics, made his professional debut, and he says the brothers get energy from each other and tips and advice from their father, Gary Russell Sr., who trains his sons. The Russell brothers live not far from the MGM National Harbor facility, and what made their victories even sweeter is they occurred on their father's birthday. I also write in the blog post how the MGM National Harbor facility opened in December 2016, and it's already staged several world championship bouts to boost boxing here in the Washington area. Ready to boost the Sunny Side of Sports once again is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. And that story reminded me of George Foreman and his five sons, George, 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 and George.
Yes, I guess you got to get that middle name in there to differentiate.
Yes, something to tell them apart.
Well, what's trending in the sports world on this Tuesday, Andrew?
Well, we start today with some sad story out of Manchester in the United Kingdom. Of course, the bombing there outside of a concert killed at least 22 people, and Manchester United is sending their condolences out. They tweeted not long after the blast, "We're deeply shocked by last night's terrible events at Manchester Arena. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected." And then you had Wayne Rooney, who is the Man U captain, saying, "Devastating news this morning. Thoughts and prayers are with all those affected." So the team very much thinking about those victims. They're in Sweden to play on Wednesday night, a big final for them. But they are indeed thinking about their countrymen and the citizens of their city as they deal with that tragedy.
Tragic story indeed. And I think other teams will probably also be holding moments of silence for the victims.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that across not just the UK, but even the world today.
What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, some big games last night, and two teams are going to the finals of their respective sports. So we start with the Golden State Warriors sweeping the San Antonio Spurs, sweeping them right out of the Western Conference Finals to go onto the NBA Finals. It's the first team ever to start the playoffs 12-0, so a lot of fans talking about that. There was one funny graphic I saw where it was like a file path on a computer, and it was a Golden State Warriors folder, and then it said 2017 postseason losses, and it said file not found, because there are no losses for the Golden State Warriors in the postseason this year, at least not yet. So fans hoping it'll stay that way. In fact, fans hoping they can go 16-0 in the postseason, and they can just sweep either the Boston Celtics or the Cleveland Cavaliers right out of the NBA Finals.
I think LeBron James might have something to say about that, Andrew.
I think he might, too. I think he's, in fact, a lot of people saying it's Golden State versus LeBron James. So we haven't gotten to the end of the Eastern Conference Final yet. It could be the Celtics still. We'll see. But, you know, remember last week, though, Sonny, we talked about somebody tweeted and said Ronaldo is the LeBron James of football while Lionel Messi is the Steph Curry. Well, somebody tweeted out, I saw a tweet, said the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers are basically Real Madrid and Barcelona now in the NBA, a two-team league. So fans, not everyone is excited to see the Golden State Warriors back in the final and not excited about the prospect of a rematch with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They want to see some other teams have some fun in the finals and share the love.
In fact, a few basketball writers and followers have said the playoffs have been boring, that not a lot of excitement with the Cavaliers maybe once again going to the finals and the Warriors already there.
Yeah, a lot of blowouts. I think the most exciting game in recent couple weeks has been the buzzer beater that Boston hit to beat the Celtics the other night. But yeah, we'll see if it gets more exciting once we get to the finals. So the way things are going, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a seven-game finals and it was really hard-fought whoever ends up there from the Eastern Conference.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, the other team going to the final of their sport is the Nashville Predators in the National Hockey League. They beat the Anaheim Ducks to go to their first ever Stanley Cup final out of the West. Their fans are thrilled. This is, you see this time and time again with teams that are going to their finals of their sport for the first time ever. It's Predator Mania sweeping Nashville, Tennessee. Not known as a hockey powerhouse, I wouldn't say Nashville, but lots of excitement there. And an interesting moment last night of the game, Nick Arvidsson of the Predators got cut on his forehead after he got checked into the boards by Anaheim's Nick Ritchie. And when he came up and the TV camera was on his face, the blood had landed in such a way it looked like the letter R. Now, not coincidental that Nick Ritchie hit him, maybe. People saying he branded him. It was some kind of weird superstitious thing going on with the blood. But lots of people having fun with it. They put text over the picture that said, "Let's go Preds," with the letter R and Preds made out of that blood mark on his head. And indeed, the Preds did go all the way now to the Stanley Cup Finals, so I guess it worked out for him. But just a bizarre sight. If you look at the picture, it looks like a capital letter R. It's
maybe
very weird.
Kind of like a badge of honor almost.
I guess something like that. Hey, I bet he would say, though, that he would take that to go to the finals. And, he would take multiple cuts, I'm sure, and hits into the board to get his team to the finals.
Andrew, what else is trending on this Tuesday?
Well, we talked about Serena Williams being out this tennis season. Of course, she's expecting her first child. Maria Sharapova is slowly kind of coming back. And now big news that two big names on the women's side are coming back. First, Petra Kvitova. 7 months ago, she had a home invasion. Someone broke into her home and cut her hand with a knife, and she had to have surgery. It was a very serious injury and serious incident. Well, she's announced that she will be back this year for Wimbledon after recovering and maybe back for the French Open. She's set to announce on Friday whether or not she's going to come back for the French. Back in April, she put up on Instagram that she said her name will appear on the entry list for Roland Garros because as the entry deadline approached, she made good progress and she wanted to give herself every last opportunity to get to the red clay. So she threw her name in there saying, what the heck, maybe it'll work. Well, now she might end up playing at Roland Garros and welcoming her back to tennis. So we'll see if that happens.
Kvitova could be the big comeback story in tennis this year, Andrew.
Absolutely, after that scary injury. Now, the other big comeback story to watch out for, Victoria Azarenka. She gave birth to her first child in December, and she announced that she will be back for Wimbledon in July. So this is, I think, encapsulates the feelings that tennis fans have in this tweet. It says, with Kvitova, Sharapova, and Azarenka back, Wimbledon just got a lot more interesting. So definitely something to watch, even if Serena won't be there. That opens the door for a lot of other women to take the title there, the Venus Rosewater dish at Wimbledon, including Venus Williams. Maybe we'll see her carry it home yet again.
Yeah, she likes to play on grass.
Yes, so we'll see. Lots of excitement in the Ray clay and the grass.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew. And that wraps up the May 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In Saudi Arabia, the first step on President Donald Trump's inaugural overseas trip, he called on the Muslim world to unequivocally defeat terrorism and stamp out the ideology that drives it.
But above all, we must be united in pursuing the one goal that transcends every other consideration. That goal is to meet history's great test, to conquer extremism and vanquish the forces that terrorism brings with it every single time.
The fight against terrorism is not a battle between different faiths, sects, or civilizations, said President Trump. This battle is a battle between barbaric criminals who seek to obliterate human life and decent people, all in the name of religion. This is a battle between good and evil. But this battle can only be won if everyone does their share. The first task in this joint effort, said President Trump, is for your nations to deny all territory to the foot soldiers of evil. Every country in the region has an absolute duty to ensure that terrorists find no sanctuary on their soil.
Drive them out. Drive them out of your places of worship. Drive them out of your communities. Drive them out of your holy land. And drive them out of this earth.
At the same time, Muslim religious leaders must stand united against the murder of innocent Muslims, the oppression of women, the persecution of Jews, and the slaughter of Christians. Religious leaders, urged President Trump, must make this absolutely clear. Barbarism will deliver you no glory. Piety to evil will bring you no dignity. If you choose the path of terror, your life will be empty. Your life will be brief. And your soul will be fully condemned. For many centuries, the Middle East has been home to Christians, Muslims, and Jews living side by side. We must practice tolerance and respect for each other once again, said President Trump, and make this region a place where every man and woman, no matter their faith or ethnicity, can enjoy a life of dignity and hope.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at voanews.com/editorials.
I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next, Straight Talk Africa, an in-depth look at the significance of Africa Day. Africa Day commemorates the creation of the Organization of African Unity on May 25th, 1963. The historical and cultural meaning of Africa Day.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.